Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
What everyone thought Donald Trump was going to do, he is doing. A lot of people have questioned, will he run for president in 24? Will he not run for president in 24? I don't think this answers that. I think this probably leads you to believe that he will run for president. And part of the reason he has formed his own company called the Trump Media and Technology Group and developed what he is calling Truth Social that debuts in early 22 is because he will have a platform to reach voters and reach the public since he is banned from Twitter. Donald Trump released a statement about his new company saying they will debut in 2022 and that it is a very necessary platform in America because we live in a country where the Taliban are featured on Twitter, but your favorite president is not. He is banned. We clearly know what's going on with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, all these companies, how woke and liberal they are. Donald Trump is combating that now with the Trump Media and Technology Group and the platform called Truth Social. It is going to offer, in addition to social media platforms, a subscription platform for news, non-woke entertainment, traditional American values, conservatism, basically. And we have heard nothing but complaints about people about they don't like Facebook, they don't like Twitter, it's mean, I fight with my friends, it's caused this problem, it's caused that problem. It seems to me that if this works, and there's a history in America of legacy media that the first one in wins. If you're first to do something, it's hard for anyone to come compete with that and overcome it and overtake it. It's very difficult. So think of it as, these banks are always trying to get you to switch to their bank. If they get you in your bank, you don't want to change all your accounts. You don't want to change your credit cards. You don't want to change everything. People don't like to leave their bank. They don't want to go to another bank. If you get people in the beginning and you're the biggest bank, you're likely to stay the biggest bank. Bank of America is massive. Everybody complains about Bank of America, but people who are with Bank of America really don't want to switch and go with a smaller bank because it's a pain in the rear to change all your debit accounts and all this other stuff. It's a pain. All this stuff is a pain. The question is, do conservatives have enough appetite to say, I don't like where I am. I don't like Facebook when all your family is there. Even the members you disagree with and don't like, all your family and friends, you've built this Facebook thing up over the last 15 years. You've got a Twitter following, in my case, almost 20,000. And look, I know most of them are liberal, but will I still be going there or will I build this platform over here with Truth Social on Trump? I, of course, will do that. But I've done this before. I got on Parlay and it didn't work. They got shut down by Amazon as Parlay was getting bigger or Parler was getting bigger. It was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'd gotten, I don't know, maybe close to 1,000 followers on there in a very short period of time and was enjoying posting parlays on there, whatever they were called, parlays. And then they shut that thing down and I don't do that anymore. There's something out there called Getter. I haven't done that. I'm waiting. I'm personally waiting to see if one of these catches on and it becomes big. There's all kinds of different things out there, but they're all splintered off. And what Donald Trump is thinking, and I think he's right, he's thinking, if I back this, we can put everything under my umbrella. If something else out there is winning, if Getter becomes a big deal, we can bring Getter into my company. We can bring that thing in here. And I would assume Trump has hired a whole bunch of really smart people that know that they're going to have all the access to all the computers and storage and files and everything that they need to pull this off so that some big company like Amazon can't come in and pull the plug on them because they own all the technology, that they will compete and drive people away from Twitter and get a platform here. And maybe we splinter off and fraction America even more, where there are social media platforms. There's a Facebook for conservatives and a Facebook for liberals. But to be honest, this has to be a good idea. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be it's going to be huge for Trump. I can't predict whether it works, but it has to be a good idea to create alternate platforms where people feel free to speak and not be bludgeoned by the crazies on the left. So I like this. I said when Trump lost, I think I did it on a podcast within a week or two after the election, I said the greatest thing Trump could do now is develop social media platforms and platforms with his voice for Americans who are tired of being bullied by the left, because those people are bullies. They're absolute bullies. They do not believe in inclusion. They're not inclusive people. They don't respect your rights. They don't care about your free speech. These people are not what they claim they are. And to get away from them could be liberating. My wife's on Facebook a lot. I think maybe she's on Instagram some or something. I don't know. She spends more time on social media than I do. I don't like it. I just like to post, hey, during Chiefs games, I like to give opinions out on Twitter or things related to teams that I care about. And I like to post, hey, my podcast's up, give this thing a listen. I understand 2/3 or more, maybe 80% of the people that follow me on Twitter are liberals and they're not going to listen to the podcast. So a lot of it to me is a waste of time. I'm preaching to people that aren't going to listen no matter what. The media are so heavily slanted to the left. This is very welcome, and I welcome Trump to do this. And I think he's got a good plan here. He's talking about, or he's forming a private company with the expressed purpose of turning it public at some point. So obviously Donald Trump wants to make money. Clearly it's not just about access for conservatives. He might as well use his brand at this point. This is better than lobbying. This is better than getting hooked up with oil companies and giving speeches and making money. If he can go make $10 billion by starting a social media, news, entertainment, and subscription company, this could be streaming, this could be all kinds of things. There's no reason he couldn't put together a group of investors and purchase an entertainment company as well. They're all doing it. All these things are up for sale at some point. Paramount Plus is the latest big streaming thing that has come along. NBC's doing Peacock. There's all kinds of things out there and companies that you could potentially partner with. Breitbart has been off trying to make films. There have been other conservative people trying to make movies and films and entertainment to build a platform for people like me who have not streamed to this point. I know what Netflix is filled with. I know what some of the just despicable programming is that on there that I don't want. I know they're a leftist organization. I know they force crap down my throat. I want to watch, you know, some of these shows that I hear so many great things about. I'd like to see Ted Lasso. It's on Apple TV. I own Apple stock. I have an Apple phone, but I know what Apple TV is filled with. It's filled with a whole bunch of leftist stuff, and I don't want it. I don't want it forced down my throat. I don't want to subscribe to something that I go, ugh, what in the world is that? You know, I don't even want to know that it's on there and support that. So I've stayed away. This would work for a guy like me. If this becomes an entertainment subscription streaming service where I know they're not pushing a bunch of woke crap down my throat, I'm in. I'm in and I'll do it. It will be interesting to see what Donald Trump does here. It will be interesting to see how many people leave other formats and move over. Or are we such an addictive culture? Are young people so addicted to so many different platforms that what we have now is younger people that will just be on like 7 or 8 different things. And they make their little videos and they put them on every platform out there. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to splinter this stuff off and have a million of them in a way that would probably help conservatives. I think this probably is a lot about the election, that Trump has to build something where he can reach people and can't be censored. I think he's going to have that. I think he knows he's a major draw, that if he goes on here and does these things, that people will follow him, that his message will get out, that people will be on Truth Social, which is the Trump media group. Whether or not it ever becomes as big as Twitter, whether he can defeat them, I don't know, but he makes an excellent point. The Taliban are on Twitter and Donald Trump isn't. That's really all you have to know. And every good conservative should eventually leave there. And if this thing builds over the course of 2022, I will. I'll gladly leave Twitter. I'll be so long gone from Twitter, you have no... Eat my dust. I'm out. I'll be gonzo if this thing takes off. And I know that it's legit and it's not going to be taken away from me, but I've been burned. I went over to Parler. I was transitioning from Twitter to Parler, and I thought, this is good. I'm going to build this up. If I post on Parler that I put an episode up, I'm reaching people that might listen to it. That's good for my business. That's good for the message. That's good for all of this. And I can reach people that way. I don't know what happens when I put something on Twitter. People tell me there's a lot of hate there and people respond. I don't read the responses and I didn't read the ones on Parler. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care. I give out my email on the podcast. If you like the podcast, you like me and you listen to this, you can email me at any time. That's the best way to communicate with me. That's the easiest way. I don't really do direct messages on Twitter. I don't. I haven't kept up with how to do social media. I'm okay at it, I guess. I barely get by. I don't care if people think I'm a suck at social media. I just don't care. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care. I think I'm pretty good at this. This is working. This is growing big time. And it's working for the sponsors, and it's working getting the message out, and people know I'm doing it, and people like to listen. That's good enough for me. I'm good at one thing. I'm good at one thing. I'm good at hosting a radio or podcast talk show, essentially. That's not the only thing I'm good at, folks. I can't fix anything. I couldn't change a tire if I tried. You know, I'm a little worried. I drained everything out of my lawnmower when we moved into this rental place last year, and I got to fire my lawnmower up, and I don't have any gas in it, and I don't know how to check the oil. I don't know what I'm going to do here next week. I get some sod in. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm a little worried about that. I wasn't thinking in advance to get it serviced and have it up and running. Besides, I'm not sure the mower's big enough. They're going to put sod in. It's going to grow high. I got all kinds of issues. I'm not good at stuff, but I do this. If Truth Social becomes a big deal, I'll be on there. We'll go there. I think he's got a good plan, and I hope this works for Donald Trump. I hope it works for America. And I think that it's, you know, he says a lot of things that are outrageous. It is not outrageous to say all you got to know is the Taliban are on Twitter and Donald Trump isn't. That's pretty much all you got to know. KKHI is brought to you by Merriam Body Shop, just off I-35 and Johnson Drive. State Farm preferred, but they'll work with any insurance company. Full collision repair. Why go with big corporate entities from out of town that are probably liberal corporations anyway, when you can go with a locally operated, conservative-run operation like Merriam Body Shop, and they do everything. They also do paintless dent removal, which is a simple little process that if you've got some dings and stuff on your car, they can do it for a very low price and just make your car look better. Or if you want to get a custom detail, you can do that with Merriam Body Shop. Just give them a call, 913-362-1198. That's 362-1198. The custom detailing is done in Kansas City and Lawrence. Either one. They'll do it in either location. And it's better than new when you get your car back. By the way, if you have your body work done at Merriam Body Shop, they detail it for you when they're done with the work. Nobody else does that. That is really cool stuff. 750 GE employees in Ohio walked out on the job on Wednesday against the mandates. They walked out 750 strong and said, well, we don't believe the government can enforce this on GE. We don't think you have any chance of making these products here in these factories in Ohio if we walk and we're gone. And guess what? We ain't getting the jab. And some of these people that were walking actually have the jab and said, we still don't believe you should make us take the jab. Some of us have taken it, but we don't think you can mandate this. All right, these are strong Americans fighting back. I received an email from the gentleman who listens to the podcast that works at Union Pacific Railroad that he's worried about he and his wife losing their jobs here in a few weeks. And he says, now Union Pacific is getting scared because they sent a letter to employees that said they've heard, this is on the same day that GE workers walked out in Ohio, 750 of them. They have heard through the grapevine and on social media posts, because they monitor their employees at Union Pacific, we're watching what you do, that there's a groundswell that a bunch of people from Union Pacific may stage a walkout, which could bring a whole bunch of trains to a halt and slow the supply chain even more. It's a very threatening letter that says, look, we've got a union contract with you. You can't do this. It would be unlawful for you to do this. And Union Pacific is right. But I'm also guessing within that contract, it is unlawful for Union Pacific to terminate employees for not taking a shot. Just a hunch. We know that's the case in sports. Because the NBA players that aren't playing, Kyrie Irving isn't playing, that's not an NBA thing. That's a New York City issue, a mandate in New York City with Kyrie Irving. It has nothing to do with the NBA. The NBA cannot enforce any mandate on these players. They have a collective bargaining agreement. They have a union. I'm guessing Union Pacific union workers are the same way. Now, the gentleman that emailed me is not part of the union, I don't think. Or his wife isn't, one of the two, maybe both, are not part of that union. But this letter from Union Pacific was directed directly at the union members that you cannot walk off the job. We have an agreement and you can't do this, which is great. My response would be, if I'm the union head, you can't fire us. Let's reinforce that. And if you fire our non-union coworkers, we may lock arms in brotherhood with our non-union coworkers, people that work in the offices and stuff that aren't like the mechanics and engineers in those unions and things like that. We may lock our arms and stand with them. You can't fire them either. We'll see. This is getting crazy. 750 people walking out of GE on Wednesday was a stunning sight, and you haven't even seen it on the news. My buddy asked me the other night, I'm over at his house for a few minutes. Jim Colbert came to town. They do some business. And he says, hey, Colbert's here. We're flying out in the morning, but he's going to drive in the morning, but he came over tonight. Come on by. I said, okay, I'll come by for an hour. We go over there for an hour, and I show him this video of the female drill sergeant, the black drill sergeant that had all the young recruits with the shaved heads, and they were marching in line, and she was chanting a Martin Luther King chant and how he got shot and how it was injustice and all this. And he goes, where do you find this stuff? I said, dude, I don't know. I'm not great at finding stuff. I just know when I see something that is like undershown or under whatever, I got to get it out there. And that's the case with 750 GE workers. You haven't seen the video probably. It's on the internet, but you probably haven't seen it. It's not on the news. The left isn't going to show it, for God's sake. CNN's not going to put it on the air. They're not going to show these people walking out saying, we're not going to work here if you're going to have these mandates against us. And this stuff doesn't get attention. The left will not report this news. They won't report these things. They will not show you a drill sergeant doing what she did in the new woke army. They won't show you that because nobody wants it. The New York Times is the latest to jump on board and say, we understand this. They've got a columnist named Tom Friedman who says, the New York Times columnist says that basically the Democrat Party has gone too far left. He went on, and that's my point about all these things. They don't want you to see the woke media. People in America don't want a woke military. They don't want wokeness. People don't want this stuff. And a lot of Democrats know that. A lot of people that are left of center know that. They're just not wacko. They're letting the wacko wing of their party run everything. And so Friedman writes, and this is how sick these people are, because he makes a good point, and I agree with him. They've gone too far left, and they've blown it. Nobody wants this $5 trillion deal. Nobody wants the stuff. Nobody wants open borders. Nobody wants to close a pipeline and have gas prices go up. Nobody wants this stuff. Everything's being kowtowed to the very far left of their party. They're driving everything. Friedman says it's complete and utter failure because Americans do not want this stuff. He's right. Then he proves how sick he is by talking about George Floyd's death, saying that was the turning point. That's where we blew it. He literally writes in his column, George Floyd getting killed by a cop was our chance to take America. But we blew it because what did we want to do? We wanted to defund the police. We wanted less police. We sided with Black Lives Matter. They burned down police stations. They rioted in cities. They did all this stuff. And he basically said, George Floyd was an opportunity and we squandered it. Now that's sick. Personally, I believe that's sick. He's also correct, but it's still sick to write it. You got to be a sick, twisted dude to write something like that. We blew George Floyd opportunity. We squandered his death and we blew this thing. Of course he's right, but this stuff's happening everywhere and people don't want it. And I think in many ways we're winning and we're starting to win big on some of these things, and I'm excited about that. I want to see these companies buckle. I don't know how they're going to handle 30% of their workforce walking out. They can't hire the way it is. These people can't hire the way it is. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Customers at Roberts Robinson say we just make it easy. Ask for Mike Robinson on the showroom floor or Tim Trader, they're friends of mine. If you'd like to build your own car, may take a couple months to get it in, but this is the way to do it right now. Inventories are low everywhere. Get the car you want. Don't just take one that's on somebody's lot that you don't like. Get it just how you like it. They'll build it for you to your specifications. RobertsRobinson.com, where you can shop, click, and drive. They'll get you every available discount, save you all kinds of money with Buick. Experience the new Buick. The NIH has a scientist that has provided a letter to the United States House of Representatives that admits the United States funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab in China. Oh, boy. We have a letter from a high-ranking scientist at NIH that says Tony Fauci and NIH Director Collins both lied under oath. We funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Gain-of-function research, if you don't know exactly what it is this. You take a virus, in this case, they think it might be like a bat virus. They use bats and monkeys and rats, and you know the stuff they use. They take a virus in a bat, they put it in the lab, it's a virus from a bat that's not dangerous to humans, and say, what if we work with this? Gain of function means we want this virus to be more potent. They do this nonsense in the name of, if we can create a more potent virus that's really deadly to humans, we can figure out how to come up with medicine to combat it so we don't die. Of course, you know the flaw in this. You're building deadly viruses. You're manufacturing them in a lab. They don't exist in nature. This is, you know, we have all these sci-fi movies about cloning and all these different things that we've thought of through the years. Sick people with lots of money will take this and weaponize it. We are making huge mistakes. We should never fund this as a country, ever, at any point. But Fauci loves it. There's no doubt Fauci loves this stuff. He's been on the record as saying the flu doesn't get people scared enough. They're all beholden to the pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer sponsors every liberal left-wing news show that there is. Pfizer advertises all over the place, every one of them. They're all in this together, folks. There's like a montage on the internet now. It's about 2 minutes long of every news broadcast. Anderson Cooper brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos brought to you by Pfizer. And they show all of them. There's like 25 of them. Like, my God, Pfizer sponsors every one of these news shows that's all about the vaccine and all about following the science, which we really aren't following at all. What we're doing is following the pharmaceutical money. That's what we're following. And that's what this gain of function research is. They try to come up with government funding in a lab, a new virus, so Pfizer can go out there and work on a vaccine for that, and someday down the road they can make billions and billions of dollars. That's what this is. There is no purpose at all for us to be trying to develop viruses that will kill human beings. That is awful. Why would we do that in a lab when it doesn't exist in nature? Take anything you want from nature, naturally, put it in the lab, and let's work on vaccines against it. I'm all for that. Taking something from nature and trying to build something more massive and deadly is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's the stuff you see in James Bond movies. You know, you see people in James Bond movies doing stuff like that so they can eradicate the world or rule the world or whatever. Well, maybe that's what China's doing. Maybe that's what Fauci wants to do. They are caught. The NIH scientist has sent a letter to the U.S. House of Representatives that the United States government funded gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, and Anthony Fauci and NIH Director Francis Collins both lied under oath. They knew we were doing it, they knew we were funding it, and they are freaking liars. They're liars. And it's killed people, and they don't care. That's the thing about this crazy, out-of-control socialism and leftism. They don't care. Biden says what? It's the humane thing to do to open the border and let people in. It's killing Americans right and left. Not just from random criminals that come in, but the drug trade, drug overdoses, fentanyl, violence at the border. It's killing people. It's unbelievable. COVID is coming in and killing people. They don't care about you. They don't care at all. This party that stands up and we're so concerned about, oh gosh, we got to protect and do everything we can for African Americans and do this for the black people in this country because they can't help themselves and they've been oppressed forever. What are the Democrats doing to black people right now? They're attacking the living daylights out of them because they're not taking the jab. Who do you think they're talking to? They aim their venom at Trump supporters, but that's not where the problem is. The biggest problem with the vaccine in this country is black Americans. And I don't care. That's not a criticism. If they've been brought up and taught to be very skeptical, that's not the worst thing in the world. Being skeptical of your federal government is not bad. If it says on my gravestone when I'm dead, he was a little skeptical of the government. Okay, I'll live with that. I don't want it to say he was a conspiracy theorist that thought the government was, you know, out to get everybody or whatever. No, I'm skeptical of everything they do because what they do is only in their best interest. And that's both parties. We just don't do it enough on the right. We don't do enough in our own self-interest on the right. We don't. When we get in control and have power, we're very wary of what the left will do and say and all that. No, we don't ever it's never just totally all in about us. Well, that's what the left does. It's always all in. and all about them. And that's what they do. And Tony Fauci has been part of that swamp his entire career, and he's a liar, and he should be prosecuted on this. And when we get the House and the Senate back, look out. I'm not for impeaching Joe Biden in 2 years. I hear people say, oh, we're going to get these back. We're going to impeach Biden and do this. I'm not for that. Look, he's a crazy old man. Let him sit there, and let's run an election up against that boob. All right, let's do that. But damn it, there's some people we can prosecute. There's some people we can bring in that through this pandemic have screwed this country over. And Fauci's right at the top of the list. And somehow, some way, these people should be held accountable. And if lying under oath in front of Congress doesn't do it, I don't know what does. I don't know what reaches to that level. 360 Document Solutions is a great company that covers all of Western Missouri and the entire state of Kansas. They'll help you make your office more efficient. Seriously, give these folks a call. We're doing real well with a lot of the sponsors that are retail, but some of you have businesses, and our business to business is not going as well as I'd like here. I know you guys have businesses. You have copy machines, printers, IT technology, things like that. Give Mark a chance to work at your office. You'll know you're working with somebody that's great and conservative, just like you, and they'll save you money. They can get you out of your current leases, whatever you're doing. Let them do a free analysis for you. Just call Mark and say, come on in, I'll give you a chance. Come take a look at what we got at our office. Maybe you can help us out. This dude's the best. And I'm telling you, he covers a wide, wide area. Anywhere in the entire western side of Missouri or anywhere in the state of Kansas, small office, large office, doesn't matter. You could have a small little local insurance company, your own little insurance agency, and they can come in and help you be more efficient and save money. Call Mark. He'll do it for you. 913-745-5344. They are online at 360documentsolutions.com. They can fix it all for you. Oh boy, big trouble with a basketball player in the NBA. Celtics center, well, not really trouble. I'm proud of him. Celtics center Enes Kanter wore in a game shoes that said Free Tibet. So in the NBA, you're allowed to wear whatever you want because that's where BLM took them. And of course, we kowtow to the social justice in this country and BLM and all that stuff because the NBA wanted to protect its interests in China. You remember the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, the trouble he got in. I think he's with the 76ers now. So China had banned 76ers games. They still don't like Daryl Morey or anywhere he goes. He spoke out against China, and so they banned the games in China. The NBA does crazy business in China. They stream games. They get network rights. People buy shoes. People buy jerseys. The Chinese love basketball. They love basketball. The NBA is big in China. Celtics center Enes Kanter wore some shoes that say Free Tibet on them. Kanter has previously been outspoken about Erdogan, the leader in Turkey, saying that those people aren't free. Kanter says he probably should never leave the United States, and he doesn't feel like he can because he would probably get assassinated in another country if he left, but he feels protected here. China has now pulled all the Celtics games. Celtics will not be on in China because of Enes Kanter. Kanter said Xi Jinping is a brutal dictator. He said, shame on the Chinese Communist Party. Tibet belongs to Tibetans, and they need to return it to Tibetans. I mean, this dude, Enes Kanter, is up on world affairs. He is all, like, he's the guy in the NBA that knows all this stuff. I can't tell you a squat about Tibet, but Enes Kanter knows a lot about it. And boy, he is really pissed off China, really pissed off China. And he says if he left the country, he thinks he'd be killed. He thinks somebody would assassinate him, that it's that big of a deal in China that he does this and it gets out. Of course, their game, it got out and people saw it in China. And so they pulled it from their streaming service. And now no more Celtics games, no more 76ers games. This is awesome. How many NBA teams can we get one player to step up and be conservative and say Chinese communists suck? And just get one player, and so they got to ban them all to where the NBA isn't in China. Because here's what's not good for America. It's great for the NBA, but it's not good for America that the NBA is in China. That's not good for America. That's not good at all. There's nothing good about that stuff. Nothing good about exporting these. It's great for their business. They make money. That's great. But all this dependence and relationship with China is a bad idea. We got supply chain problems because everything's coming from China. The next thing is they say we're going to have a magnesium shortage, and 85% of the world's magnesium comes from China. Well, that's going to be a problem. You can't make aluminum without magnesium. So anything with aluminum in it is going to come short, right? We're going to have problems building Are we going to go to plastic bottles totally now instead of aluminum cans? I don't know. How do you make cars without aluminum? How do you make anything without aluminum? You have to have magnesium to do it. Now, we have magnesium in this country, plenty of it. We may have to ramp up getting our own magnesium. These are all good things as a result of COVID. If we learn how to be, well, we were oil independent, but Biden said we don't want to be oil independent. Let's be magnesium independent. Let's be computer chip independent. Let's be all these things independent. So when all hell breaks loose and China starts lobbing missiles at our ass, we've got a way to defend ourselves and keep building things. Oh, boy, this stuff is frustrating. China, China, China. I just don't care. Good for Enes Kanter. You want a favorite player in the NBA? There you go. Celtics center Enes Kanter wears free Tibet shoes. BeStock.net is located in Olathe. Next week, BeStock is delivering my TVs for my new house. I'm very excited about this. Chris came out to my house. He walked through. He said, you need a 55 right there by your bar. Oh, my gosh, look at this wall. You can go all the way up to 82, 85. Let's get you a big one right here. He says, you want a cheap one outside. It's covered. It's going to be fine, but we're not going to spend much on that TV because those will just be disposable. It'll last you 5 or 6 years outside. But, you know, he was awesome. I mean, this dude knows it inside and out. They will do free in-home consultation for you. If you're ready to get real about this, have them out and have them tell you exactly what you need based upon your needs, whether you're a gamer, whether you just watch, whether you stream, whether you have cable. There's a lot of different possibilities here. And they'll do this for you at BeStock.net. It's their concierge service. Of course, they do it for 30% less than anyone else right now. They've got awesome TVs available for you, like the Smart TV 65-inch Samsung. $700 at Best Buy, $449 at BeStock. Go grab one right now online at BeStock.net or 14680 South Flaming Road. Thursday is when we're doing this podcast. Thursday is a sports equinox. Do you know what a sports equinox is? I know this has happened before because I remember it, and it's not as rare as you think. But it's interesting now to know that they've put a name on this. They're calling it the sports equinox. The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL all play on the same day. Doesn't happen all that often. They're all playing on this Thursday because we'll get to baseball a little bit later, but baseball was extended into one of the series. NBA and NHL are playing, and we've got NFL tonight, if you call it that. We have Teddy Bridgewater against Case Keenum, Broncos and Browns, because Baker Mayfield is out. There's also four college football games tonight. A golf tournament has started, and the U.S. women's national team is in Kansas City playing soccer. That's a full sports day. They're calling this the sports equinox. I'll take that. That seems to ring true. I like that. We'll move on to the Chiefs, brought to you by AmazingGarageFloors.net, online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. You still have several weeks left to seal your driveway before it gets cold and they start throwing that salt and sand all over it to ruin your driveway. Seal it up with Seal XP from Amazing Garage Floors, or get the garage floor you always wanted. He takes really good care of KKHI listeners. I know this for a fact. You're getting better prices than everyone else because the second he shows up at your door, he loves you. The second you meet John, he loves you. It's like, oh, you're an American patriot. I love you. Yep, good. You definitely get the good guy discount with Amazing Garage Floors when Hutch shows up at your door. Give him a call at 901-7139 or check them out online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. He's a trip, man. He's just an awesome dude. Served his country so bravely and proudly. I love the guy. And he's got a great business and a great product. And it's a mom and pop. It's not some big operation. Like, he and his wife run the business. It's a little bit like ours. And it's really kind of cool to see something like that happening. I love that. All right, so on to the Chiefs. Andy Reid has said what I said the last 2 weeks. Better late than never. His quote of the week happened at his news Zoom call gathering, whatever, Wednesday. He said, he's asked about what his message is to the players and where the Chiefs are right now. And this many games in, he said, you can't talk about it anymore. You have to go do. You can't talk anymore. You have to go do. That's exactly right. I think that would have been my message a couple weeks ago, but better late than never. They are coming off it wasn't a complete half of football because the Chiefs came out and floundered out of the locker room. This was not a light switch came on at the locker room, folks. They came out and floundered in the third quarter before pouring it on 21-0, which, by the way, was the first time the Chiefs have shut anybody out in a half since the Jets last year, the 2-14 Jets, which is all you need to know. The only time the Chiefs shut anybody out for a half is a really crappy opponent. So that's a nice barometer with the Washington football team. You got to know that they stink if the Chiefs shut them out for a half, and they did that. But Andy Reid said, you can't talk about it anymore, you have to go do. And that's exactly right, and I'll take that. But remember the last time the Chiefs played the Titans in 2019. It was their Super Bowl year. The Titans won that game 35-32 in miraculous fashion. The Chiefs had that game won, and the defense completely puked it away. I was there. We were like walking out with a couple minutes to go because walking out of that stadium is problematic because everybody goes across the same bridge and stuff. So it gets tight. And so we're walking out, but still watching. It's like, uh-oh, can't leave now. Chiefs turned it over. What'd they do? They screwed up a punt. They botched a punt. The Titans get back in the game. Uh-oh, this is happening. And now we're out of our seats, but we're standing on the rail. We're like, we can't leave now. And then it got tied up, and then the Titans got the ball back. And crap, they're downfield, and now they're in field goal range. I said, screw it, let's get out of here. They're going to make this kick. And we were literally walking out as the kick went through. The Titans won. The Chiefs went to 6-4, and everybody thought they were cooked. They never lost again. The Chiefs were 6-4 after losing to the Titans in 2019. They never lost again. They ran the table in the regular season and the postseason and won the Super Bowl. This is different, even though the defense was bad that day and the Chiefs were coming off a year where their defense was horrible. Remember, this was all the new coaches. So this was all new coaches. And there was reason to believe that 10 games in, they hadn't figured it all out under Spags or whatever. And that turned out to be true. Chiefs defense was never great that year, but it certainly got better. Led to the long winning streak and, of course, the Super Bowl championship. That all helped. Can they do that this year? I feel like it's the same system, the same coaches. It seems unlikely that it's going to change in season that dramatically. And the Chiefs have another problem that they didn't have in 19. Chiefs have 14 turnovers already this year. That's the most in the NFL to go along with their poorest defense. So I'm not sure. There's also 11 players this week for the Chiefs that did not practice or are limited in practice because of injuries. This is a tough game. I have no idea how Vegas has installed the Chiefs as a 5.5-point favorite. No clue. No clue. Chiefs don't beat people by 6. They used to. They don't anymore, at least not any worthy opponent. They did it to the Washington football team, but that's about it. I don't see it. If I was the setting the book in Vegas, I'd make the Titans a 3-point favorite. I would. I think it's going to be a really, really, really hard game for the Chiefs. College football this weekend, and we'll talk a little college, brought to you by Back9 Development, online at back9development.com. Custom home builders, commercial properties, room additions. Check them out online, back9development.com. Really cool houses there and great decorating ideas. TJ's got a great website, shows you all the things they build. Go dream a little. Go check it out. And while you're there, check out the condominium Solheim at Grandmere. You can see them all right online now. Beautiful condominiums, great investment properties, tremendous investment properties in Manhattan on the Colbert Hills Golf Course, back9development.com. And Fry Orthodontics, 12 area locations for your convenience. The first appointment is always free. Your appointments will always be on time at Fry Ortho. You're going to get a perfect smile in about half the time for less cost. That's all you need to know. At Fry Orthodontics, your smile is just the start. All right, college football this weekend, not much. This is a dud. It's a dud. KU plays Oklahoma at 11 o'clock on Saturday. I don't have a lot of worthy commentary here on the Jayhawks. They're playing the season out. It's going to take time to find out if this coach knows exactly what he's doing and where they are. Oklahoma's going to run them off the field. That's going to happen. KU is not anywhere near close enough to think, oh, well, it could be one of those games where they could keep it close and have a chance. No, that's not what's going to happen. OU's going to win, and they're going to win big. We just don't know the final score. Missouri's off. They play Vanderbilt next week. Not much reason to get excited there. And Kansas State is at Texas Tech. And this is a game that at the beginning of the season, you would look at and go, well, I'll circle that as a win. That's a game K-State should win. Tech is a little better than people thought, but I don't think they're great. This is a game Kansas State should win. Again, they've got a sixth-year quarterback. The coaching staff's been in place. And Kansas State's coach this week, as I mentioned on the podcast Wednesday, is asking the media to be more positive and supportive of the team. I don't understand it. This team better find something from within and learn how to play smarter football, less mistake-prone football, and go beat somebody. and this is a chance on the road against Texas Tech. I sense this is the fork in the road for Kansas State. I think if they win this game, they're going to wind up winning 7 or 8 football games this year and have a really nice season. And I sense if they lose this game, it's going to be all they can do to get to 6-6 and go to a bowl. I think this is the fork in the road right here. Go win one on the road. You know you're going to beat Kansas, and know that then you'll have a chance to beat the other teams. You know, the Baylors, the TCUs, teams like that. You're probably not going to beat Texas. That kid's going to run all over everybody. My goodness, that running back is a stud. But this is a huge game for Kansas State season. There is no question about that. All right, we'll do a second podcast on Thursday. Lee Sterling will be with us. We'll go over some lines. We'll also talk a little bit about the baseball playoffs, the upcoming World Series matchup, which, by the way, could be really interesting. The World Series could be in Texas and Georgia, which would just be fantastic. That's two states that passed the voter laws. Remember, the All-Star game left Georgia because they passed a voter law. And now they're going to have the World Series, or could have the World Series. And Texas could be the other state where the World Series, Houston. I think it'd just be great. Two voter law states hosting the World Series after they move the All-Star game. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some comments Bob Huggins made at Media Days in Kansas City in college basketball about a different kind of NCAA tournament. We'll get into that. That'll be on the second podcast Thursday, which will also feature Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports with his selection. So that'll all be in one, and we look forward to having that up a little bit later today. We'll also have the patron podcast up of Lee Sterling's pick for Thursday night football. It could be a college game, could be the pro game. Lee Sterling is 16-8-1 on Thursday nights for our patrons. If you like to win at sports betting, sign up for $5 a month to be a patron at KKHI. You'll get all the patron programs, the weekly newsletter, which, by the way, that's going out today too, because I can't do it on Saturday. I'm going to be out of town in Nashville. I mean, I could. I'm just not going to do it Saturday. I'm going to put the newsletter out today. So you're going to get this week's podcast and the newsletters if you sign up right now. You'll get the Thursday night pick from Lee Sterling exclusively for patrons. And that's been a winner for 2 years, 16-8-1 on Thursday nights all time. That will pay for your subscription to KKHI. Even if you just bet your buddy like a 12-pack or something, you can pay for your subscription with Lee Sterling's picks. It's all good. Go to KKHI, kkhasissues.com, and click on the little icon that says Become a Patron and get all of that much up later today. Thanks for listening. Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.